Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it is Zoe Moon. I'm here to cover the week of September 22nd through the 29th. I'm still getting rid of this stupid cough, so I know it's annoying and I say so sorry that you guys have to hear it occasionally. I'll try to turn away as much as possible. So what do we have going on? Okay. There's a couple things. There's stuff going on for us personally. There's also some stuff starting to get kicked off in the U.S. chart, so I want to talk about that as well. And so, I don't know, I'll probably talk about the personal stuff first. So on Saturday the 23rd, we have the sun moving into Libra. This marks our fall equinox. Happy fall, everybody. And it puts the sun shining in Libra for 30 days. So from the 23rd of September onward for 30 days, we have this big spotlight, and it is on relationships. So it can be about how we are involved or how we're pursuing our own interests or how we're physically showing up with partners in romance or business, or with clients or with specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors or advocates or you name it. If it's a kind of committed relationship or has a serious impact on us, then it could be falling in this relationship category. And with the spotlight here, it just is urging us to get involved in some way, personal or physical there. It can also be that we're showing up more for ourselves when it comes to seeking some kind of balance on a physical level, harmony, more beauty, more justice, if that's something that you're dealing with right now in your life. And so it is urging us to connect throughout these 30 days ahead, okay? So then on Sunday, the 24th, Mars in Libra opposes Chiron in Aries. So, and because Mars loves, this may show up on Saturday the 23rd, you know, that sometime between Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th. And so, and oh gosh, sorry. And I should also say that it you know, it's at its highest perfection of the degree, 18 degrees, on Sunday the 24th, but it lingers on the 18th degree into Monday the 25th as well. So, you know, let's through Monday with Sunday being the peak. Jeez, I guess I could have said that right off the bat, but, you know, I'm sorry. Anyways, I'm a little slow these days getting over this stuff, so I'm doing my best. So, you know, Mars fires things up, and it's in Libra, so there is some kind of heightened activity or fight and anger or frustration or passion. And opposite Chiron, it means that we are either exposing vulnerabilities or a wound through that, or there is a potential through the actions that are going on with this person to work on the healing that can come from this time period on a personal or physical level through what we're doing with these people, right? So you definitely want to watch being set off. If there's somebody in your life that you know you're a little perturbed at, you may want to avoid them over those days, you know, unless you think you can. Yeah, I would avoid them, you know, do what you want. And if somebody does come at you, then try to remember this is a highly volatile combination for a few days. And, you know, poking them back is probably not the smartest thing to do under this. Much better to say something healing or focus on the healing for yourself and exit. And mostly we just want to keep our prayers on the higher vibration between these two, that this can be about us acting with or through another to heal, or bringing passion to a situation with somebody that brings healing, okay? Now, the bigger picture for the United States, Mars is going to be opposite the United States Chiron throughout this week. So we're very likely to see something going on. This is playing out between the 10th and 4th house. So some people in leadership or authority, you know, and what's happening with wounds and vulnerabilities and actions being taken or reactive things. And it could play out that this is, you know, somehow tied to the land or to people's homes or property. Or it could also be the end of a story starting to come into play through what we see transpire between these, because the fourth house is very much the end of all matters in bigger stories. Okay, so back to our personal stuff in the week. And then by Friday the 29th at the end of the week, and we'll be building to this in the few days leading up to it and then climaxing in the morning of Friday the 29th. So a lot of you guys will probably experience this Thursday night the 28th. But either or, okay, we have the full moon in Aries at 6 degrees. So that perfects at 5:58 a.m. Friday the 29th. That's Eastern time, or 2:58 a.m. Pacific, okay? So this is the other side of the equation. This is about us, you know, so something big that is coming to a climax on a personal or physical level. So we can kind of look at how far we've come in the last 6 months, and we have reached a goal and we're celebrating and or achieving or getting some kind of recognition or attention, or we are wrapping things up and ending a cycle, ending something that's been going on with us. And again, you know, in Aries, this could involve us physically. It could be about our body. It could be about our name, our brand, our image, our title, our identity, or something that has a personal desire behind it as we reach this climactic peak. The other thing that I want to talk about is that, you know, starting on, what is it, the 30th of September. So, you know, typically I would save this for next week's show, but it's kind of intense, and I would feel bad if I, you know, didn't give you any heads up for it, okay? This is part of the bigger story that I've talked about at the beginning of the year, you know, where we're all going with the big, you know, intense energy that's coming in our future. Everybody can see it in the world around them, whatever. I try not to talk about it all the time because, to be honest, it depresses the crap out of me. I don't like looking at it any more than you guys like hearing about it. If you want to tune out right now, you're welcome to. But, you know, I just want to give you like a little heads up with this. And that is that, you know, starting on September 30th and lasting until November 17th. So that's, you know, a little over 6 solid weeks. We're going to have Neptune in its retrograde just slowly crossing the fourth house door of the United States, okay? So it went direct over that door March 13th through April 8th and introduced some of the topics. And it is in the retrograde that we see whatever's going to happen, okay? And that's between September 30th and November 17th. And then it'll go direct, and it will make its last passage over the United States fourth house door between December 26th of this year and February 8th of next year, 2024. So, you know, the last time it did this was 1859 to 1861. And as a matter of fact, you know, crossed into the exact month that we had the Civil War began, you know, it aligning with this time period that we're going through now, which will happen January 26th of 2026, although we'll have a precursor between March 30th and October 22nd of 2025, when it just dips in slightly to give us an idea of what it's going to be about. So again, the fourth house door, you know, this is the end to a very big story, and through Neptune, this would be a dissolving away impacting the United States. This could be, it could have some to do with home for the U.S. That could be something at the White House, or everybody's property rights, what's happening on land in general. What's happening with family situations, you know, I don't know how that would play in, but you guys can think about that. Or what's going on with history, okay? So Neptune slowly dissolves things away. It brings things that are playing out secretly behind closed doors. So like back in 1859 when this began, it led, you know, played out through up to 1861 when it then had gone over the door back and forth and moved out of the sign and into Aries, which what it's going to do this time around. And so, you know, and then, by God, everything that's been happening secretively behind closed doors comes out of hidden purview where it's been in Pisces and moves into Aries where people start to, you know, act in very intense ways. So that's where we are as a nation, and that's, you know, what's coming. Hopefully we do it better this time and we don't fall for all the bull, but, you know, if you look around and you notice how people have been responding to a lot of things, I don't know. So I would just say, you know, heads up that, you know, Neptune can also be situations involving chemicals and or big pharma kind of stuff, you know. So maybe there's going to be something where they're, you know, shutting people down between September 30th and November 17th. It can also be something having to do with water, you know, big bodies of water or flooding. It can have something to do with institutions and what's happening aimed at these things. It can be investigations and what's playing out in investigations that are impacting the nation. It can have to do with a karmic story, and this would be tied back into what happened during, you know, the last round, which was, you know, a civil war time or the build up to. What else? It could play out. We could see something through the arts, with music or film or something like this. We could see something spiritual happening. There could, maybe there's a revival. Maybe this is a dissolving away of some of the ungodliness that we've seen, and this is a spiritual revival that rushes across the U.S. Wouldn't that be amazing? It could be something romantic, you know, that is coming to the attention of people that somehow closes a door somewhere on a bigger level. So, you know, how do we prepare for this kind of stuff? Who the heck knows? I just think the basics, when you know that we're starting to get really close now, especially as we lead up to this six-week period, you know, Mars is opposing Chiron's position and out there in its position transiting. So there can be some wounded situations going on this week or some, you know, angry, active kind of stuff. So in my view, the first and most important thing is be spiritually ready for things. Know your God, know the love that you have for your fellow human beings, and pray on that. Also, I would just say in the real world, you know, you want to have water, you want to have food, you want to have whatever you think you might need in case something does shut down. Then you have, you know, enough to get through a period like this. So, you know, as we go into October, Mars is going to sit on the South Node, you know, and oppose the North Node, again, playing out between Libra and Aries, the relationships, the key individuals and what's happening on an individual level. So, you know, we're just in a really volatile time coming up here. So I think that's really all I have to say about what's going on with that right now. I would just, you know, the real crux of the heavy duty stuff to me looks like it's here in 2026. However, we are really going to start to see some big changes starting as soon as this all starts to gear in at the end of this year, and then a couple big occurrences in 2024 and 2025 that lead up to it. So, you know, just remember that the goal of the souls here on the planet at this juncture are to help elevate through our positive energy that we're putting out there and through our prayer, and to try to see a different outcome this time and to help transition between this, you know, finite ending of the age of Pisces into this age of Aquarius by not going so extreme. You know, people, there's always that slingshot effect, you know, when we're changing from one energy to another, and there's always this desire to really, there's, if somebody's sick of the one energy, they want to go extreme on the new one, and that's not healthy for anybody, you know. So we need to find some courage to kind of stand up and be, have a brain, have a heart, think things through and not be reactive, especially under this Mars Chiron energy in this week ahead. Try not to be reactive. You know that something's supposed to be happening. Careful. Be kind. And that's really what I got for that. So, you know, we're just really going to focus on the personal stuff with this in the week ahead. So for Aries, Aries, first of all, the sun's shining in your relationship zone over the next 30 days, starting on Saturday the 23rd. This is fantastic for you guys getting into new relationships, for getting busy with current relationships, for pursuing the things that matter to you, whether they're physical or personal. So you really want to think that connection is the key for you guys over the next 30 days. Think about partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, etc. And note that sometime between Saturday the 23rd and Monday the 25th, that Mars, your ruler, will be here in this relationship zone sitting opposite Chiron in your sign. So this can be really good for taking action that can be, you know, something you need to do to heal something physically going on with yourself, if you need to go see a specialist or, you know, whoever. But it can be challenging if you get angry with one of these relationship folks, because the tendency for you to be wounding towards them or them to be wounding towards you and for it to be in a big fight would be much higher during this period. So if you're feeling that, try not to play into it, because it will go away. And who needs to, you know, you don't need this, right? You just want to focus on the healing side that's good for you. And then on Friday the 29th, we have that full moon in your sign. So in the days leading up to that, most likely peaking for you Thursday night or Friday, there is this big climactic period for you where you're more in the spotlight. Something big is happening to you or through you. You might have more attention around you. It may be something that is coming to a climax with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your involvement, or your needs in a situation. So you're wrapping things up and marking endings, or you're celebrating, achieving, having breakthroughs. For Taurus, the sun moving into Libra on Saturday the 23rd. For you guys over the next 30 days, this puts a spotlight on you guys with key relationships that are work-related or health-related or have to do with your animals, your coworkers, your hired help, or any paperwork you're trying to tackle. So it's a really good time for you to show up and see that client or specialist or agent or attorney or partner or whoever this might be, to get busy about what you want to do about work or health or animals or paperwork or coworkers or hired help. Now, sometime between Saturday the 23rd and Monday the 25th, we have Mars activating something there. So you're doing something, you're very active or you're very passionate or you're angry and fighting when it comes to the work, the health, the animals, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help. And this puts you one-on-one with somebody else about the wound or the healing, okay? And so this may be something that's going on behind closed doors, privately, secretly. This may be something involving addictions or secrets. I said that already, secrets. This may be something with an institution. This may be something romantic, artistic, or spiritual in the story. And so just feel that out. When you see it coming, you know, you can take action to heal something there, or this could escalate into fights and wounding, and you want to try to avoid that. And then by Friday the 29th, we have the full moon climax for Taurus. This is in that arena of something artistic, romantic, or spiritual, or with addiction, secrets, institutions, or research. And so you're having this big climactic moment leading up to it on Thursday the 28th or on Friday the 29th or both. And, you know, so this is wrapping things up in one of those arenas and marking any endings, or this has to do with breakthroughs, achievements, or celebrations, because it's about the climactic experience around one of those themes. For Gemini, the sun is moving into Libra on Saturday the 23rd and will be there for 30 days. So Gemini, puts a big spotlight on your love life or with a lover, with any creative endeavors you want to get into, with any recreational pursuits you're involved in, or with what's going on with kids for you. So this is you showing up and connecting with these partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys about what you're doing with the lover, the kids, the creativity, or the recreation. And it allows you to shine and stand out and pursue your own interests and get involved. So make the most of that. Now, sometime between Saturday the 23rd and Monday the 25th, Mars will activate that zone of lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation for you. And either you have more happening, you know, there's a lot of action here, or there's passion here, or there's anger or fights here. And it sits opposite Chiron, that wound or that healing, and involves a friend or an associate or a group or the internet or astrology or charities or parties, events, or gatherings. And so whatever is building here for you in this scenario, you want to just kind of lean into being more active and passionate and looking for healing opportunities rather than getting angry, fighting, and being wounding or wounded. And then by Friday the 29th, we have the full moon in this zone of friends, associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings. So Gemini, there is this big climactic peak here sometime in the buildup on Thursday the 28th or on Friday the 29th when it's climaxing. And so you could be wrapping up or ending something in one of those arenas, or you could be having breakthroughs, celebrating, or achieving in one of those arenas. All right, so for Cancer, the sun moving into Libra on Saturday the 23rd puts a spotlight on your home, any moves, renovations, real estate deals, your family, parents, or roommates. And this spotlight stays here for 30 days. It's your cue to start showing up and getting more physically involved in what's going on in these areas, pursuing your interests, promoting or pitching yourself, you know, making it about what you want and standing out there. And through this, you'll be, you know, either involved with a partner about this, or you'll be seeing specialists or getting an agent or attorney or clients, or, you know, you get the idea. You know, it's connection with other people through what you're doing there. Now, sometime between Saturday the 23rd and Monday the 25th, we have Mars opposing Chiron over those themes. So, you know, for Cancer, there's something happening here at home with the move, the family, the parent, the roommate, the renovation, the real estate deal. And this may, with Mars, be passionate, it may be active, or it could be angry and fighting. And opposite Chiron, there is some one-on-one situation here with a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a teacher, or some other authority figure. Or there is something going on with your goals in the story or with your career needs in the story. And this is where Chiron plays out. So you either have wounded energy here, or there's a chance to heal something here. So as with everybody, you know, you want to try to lean into proactive, passionate healing rather than, you know, angry, fighting, wounding. Okay, so that's where that plays out. And then on Friday the 29th, we have the full moon culminating in this 10th house for Cancer of your personal goals, your career, or this boss, parent, judge, teacher, you know, producer, other authority type person in your life. And so things are climaxing, building up to this peak moment for you sometime between Thursday the 28th or Friday the 29th. And you're wrapping things up or marking an ending in one of those areas, or you're having that breakthrough or achievement or celebration in one of those areas. For Leo, the sun moving into Libra on Saturday the 23rd and kicking off 30 days of spotlight. You know, for you, there's a lot here. You know, this means you're going to start showing up and getting more personally or physically involved in your neighborhood or community or on short trips to nearby places. It might mean that you're more involved with your vehicle needs or your electronics or your brothers, sisters, or neighbors. It could mean that you're showing up and, you know, moving. It could mean that this is communication oriented for you. So you're in more talks, you're in more meetings, interviews, auditions, offers, proposals, sales, writing, ideas, flirtations. So I don't know, you know, which one of those it's going to be for you. Maybe it'll be a bunch of those different things. Throughout the 30 days, you're connecting with partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or whoever about these themes. You're in there pursuing your needs. You're standing out. You're shining, you know. It's helping you. So definitely make the most of that. Now, between Saturday the 23rd and Monday the 25th, Mars will be activating that realm and then opposing Chiron. So, Leo, you either have a lot more activity locally or on short trips or in your talks and meetings and sales and writing and with siblings and neighbors and vehicles and electronics and flirtations, etc., or there's a lot more passion playing out over these days, or there's a lot more anger and fight, okay? And opposing Chiron, it brings in the wound or the healing potential, travel or a distant situation, legal agreements, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, a ceremony, religion, or politics. So whatever the one-on-one is there, try to lean more into active, passionate healing rather than angry, fighting, wounding. And by Friday the 29th, we have the full moon climax in this zone of travel, distant, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, and political themes for Leo. And so you have this big buildup to something, you know, hitting its peak sometime between Thursday the 28th and Friday the 29th. As you wrap up or end something in one of those realms, or you have breakthroughs, achievements, or celebrations in one of those realms. All right, so for Virgo, the sun moving into Libra on Saturday the 23rd and touring here for the next 30 days means there's now a big spotlight on personal income. Your purchases, your products, or your possessions. So Virgo, you know, this is about you now getting more involved in these things, showing up physically or, you know, bringing in your image, your brand, your name, your title, your personal needs in these stories and standing out, having that edge and connecting one-on-one with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, whoever, about what you can do to make money or your purchases or your products or possessions. So make the most of that 30 days. Now, however, in the first 3 days here, between Saturday the 23rd and Monday the 25th, Mars is going to activate there and oppose Chiron. So, Virgo, Mars in this zone of income, purchases, products, and possessions mean that there can be a lot more that you can make happen. You're busier here, or there's more passion about it, or it could mean fights and anger about something playing out there. And in opposition to Chiron, in one-on-one situation, this could be a wound, or it could be healing having to do with other financial influences, loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, bankruptcy, insurance, alimony, whatever, right? Or there could be something having to do with sexual attractions or issues, or a birth, a death, a divorce, or any third-party influences. So again, wounding or healing coming out of that. So do your part to lean in to the active, passionate, and or healing side of this combination in those areas of life rather than get caught up into something angry, you know, reactive and or wounding. All right, and then by the full moon on the 29th, we see this climax in this zone of financial topics, sexuality, reproduction, divorce, birth, death, and third parties for Virgo. So there is this big climactic moment in one of those arenas for you guys. Could be in the buildup on Thursday the 28th or into Friday the 29th as you wrap things up and mark an ending, or there's some breakthroughs, some achievements or celebrations there for you. All right, so for Libra, the sun moving into your sign on Saturday the 23rd spotlights you, my friends. I love my Libras. So for 30 days, you guys are going to have, you know, the attention of the world on you. And this is a really good time for you to show up for yourself. Take care of your body. Take care of your physical needs. Take care of what's going on with your image or brand or name or title or identity or personal desires or involvement in life, right? And you're going to do that through your connections with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, whoever. Or you're going to do this by seeking more balance in your life to shine. And it is a time where you want to go for what it is you need for yourself. So you have 30 days of that. However, in the first few days, Saturday the 23rd through Monday the 25th, with Sunday, I think, being the peak with this, you know, Mars will be active in your sign, Libra. So stirring up more, you know, motivation, more activity physically or personally, or more passion with somebody, or more anger and fight. And this sits opposite Chiron, which is either going to show up as a wound or healing with a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, advocate, some important relationship for you, okay? So just keep it in mind and try to do your part to lean into the more proactive, busy, passionate, healing side of that combination between you and some key individual rather than the angry, fighting, wounding side, which is very capable of happening here, okay, with just the slightest little bit of, you know, igniting it. So, you know, that a lot of the ball for that one is in your court, Libra. So take it as you will. And then by Friday the 29th, we have that full moon climax in your relationship zone. So Libra, this means some kind of big culminating scenario. You could have this in the buildup on Thursday the 28th or on Friday the 29th or both days. And so big moments with the partner, it could be a romantic or business partner or with clients or with a specialist or agent or attorney or competitor or opponent or advocate or some other serious important relationship. So you could be wrapping things up and marking an ending with or about or through this person, or you could be having breakthroughs, celebrations, or achievements with them. All right, so Scorpio, sun moving into Libra on Saturday the 23rd, puts a big spotlight for you guys on the 12th house for the next 30 days. You know, and this is where you want to show up. This is urging you to kind of get in there physically or be more personally involved or pursue your own interests and stand out and shine. So Scorpio, this could mean that this is happening through art, through film, music, theater, painting, poetry, dance, anything artistic. This could be something romantic, you know, getting away from the world and spending more time romantically one-on-one with somebody. This could be your spiritual practices and really pulling back from the world to meditate, pray, do yoga, do whatever it is that you need spiritually. if you have bad habits or addictions or are tackling secrets or deceptions, this time can help you get in there and find that specialist or that person that can help you deal with it. This could also be that you're more involved with a particular institution or doing more research or taking time out from the world to recuperate and recharge your batteries on a more personal or physical level. And so throughout any of those realms, it's in Libra. So we're looking for you to, you know, connect with partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or whoever, you know, about these themes and for it really to boost you out there or help you get what you need or what you want. So make the most of that. Now, between Saturday the 23rd and Monday the 25th, Mars will activate in this zone and oppose Chiron. So during these first few days, you know, there is more action or motivation or passion or there's more anger or fights, depending on where you fall with Mars, over these artistic, romantic, spiritual, addictive, secretive, institutional, research, or recuperative scenarios that are going on for you, Scorpio. And opposite Chiron, this either brings another person into the equation through, you know, wounding or healing. And this plays out through work or health matters or animals or paperwork or coworkers or hired help in the story. And so do your part when you see this coming, you know, to lean more into the active, passionate, healing side rather than the angry, fighting, wounding side here. And then by Friday the 29th, we have that full moon climax. And so this will be building up on Thursday the 28th and peaking Friday the 29th. So anytime between those 2 days, you have this big opportunity to see some kind of climax with your work, with a health matter, with the animals, with paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. And so there could be big wrap-ups of situations you've been involved in or marking endings about something going on there. Or there could be breakthroughs, celebrations, achievements happening as you reach this climactic peak. All right, so for Sagittarius, the sun moves into Libra on Saturday the 23rd and will tour here for 30 days. Sag, this is social for you guys. So this is your cue to start showing up and getting more involved or pursuing your interests with friends or associates or in groups or online or through parties, events, or gatherings. It can also help you get in there with anything about astrology or charities or your own aspirations or original projects. So in these arenas, you are standing out and you are pursuing what you want and you're shining, you know, and you can physically be in there or personally tied into it and connecting with partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or, you know, or seeking more balance through this social realm for you. Now, in the first 3 days in between Saturday the 23rd and Monday the 25th, Mars is also active in this realm of friends and associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, your aspirations, your original projects. So this means more action or more passion or more fights and anger there. And it's between you and another person playing out in one of these realms with Chiron, which means it either brings up a wound or healing involving true love or a lover, children, creative projects, or something recreational for you. So as this comes into view sometime between those days, probably on Sunday, you know, do your part to lean more into being proactive and passionate and healing rather than angry, fighting, or wounding. And then by Friday the 29th, we have that full moon climax. And so Sag, this is bringing something to its peak with the lover, the kids, the creative project, or recreational pursuit. So you might have that climaxing in the buildup on Thursday the 28th or Friday the 29th. And so this is where you see the big wrap-ups or endings or the breakthroughs, achievements, or celebrations as you hit the high point there. All right, so for Capricorn, the sun moving into Libra on Saturday the 23rd kicks off 30 days of spotlight on your career, your status, your fame, your personal goals, and anything going on with a higher-up individual, like a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a teacher, a mentor. So you're in there, you're physically showing up, and you're more involved pursuing your interests, standing out, shining, making it about what you want during this time, and you're connecting to partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, advocates, you name it, as you go after what you want there with the personal goals, the career, the status, the fame, or these authority figures. So it gives you a lot of edge there over the next 30 days. However, these first 3 days in, Saturday the 23rd through Monday the 25th, with Sunday the 24th being the peak, Mars is going to activate opposite Chiron there. So Capricorn, there may be some kind of, you know, motivation and more action and drive or passion about these goals or the career or this authority figure, or there could be anger or fights about it. And opposite Chiron, it brings another person in, and this is either about wounding or healing something going on at home or with a real estate, a move, a renovation, the family, a parent, or a roommate. And so as this comes up and you're acting or reacting, try to lean more into the passionate, active, healing side rather than the angry, fighting, and or wounded side. And then by Friday the 29th, we have that full moon climax. It is in this zone for Capricorn of your home, moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates. So there is this big culminating moment here where you could see wrap-ups or endings of something in one of those realms and or breakthroughs, celebrations, or achievements as you hit that peak moment. All right, so for Aquarius, the sun moves into Libra on Saturday the 23rd, and it will shine a light in your ninth house topics for the next 30 days. So Aquarius, this can be about several things. It could be about travel plans, or relocation at a distance, or situations at a distance, or foreign interests, or import-export. It could be about legal matters. It could be about higher educational pursuits, whether you're learning, getting certified, or teaching. It could be about media marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests. It could be about ceremonies. It could be about religion or politics. So whatever one of those thrills you, you know, over the next 30 days, you can show up and get more involved, be more physically active or involved personally, tie in your name, your brand, your image, your needs, you're standing out, you're shining, and you're connecting with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, you name it, as you go through this journey. Now, between Saturday the 23rd and Monday the 25th, Mars will activate those same arenas, bringing more action or passion or anger and fights. And it sits opposite Chiron, which is either bringing another person into the story through wounds or through healing. The ideas, the meetings, the short trips, the local activities, the news coming in, telling you something. it could also, for Aquarius, involve a brother, sister, neighbor, a move, vehicles, or electronics. So do your part in whatever way you can impact this by leaning into the active, passionate, and healing side rather than the angry, fighting, or wounded side. And then by Friday the 29th, we have the full moon climax in this zone of talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, as well as what's going on with your vehicles, your electronics, your short trips, your local activities, your siblings, neighbors, or moves. So somewhere in that you have this climactic peak. Could happen on Thursday the 28th in the buildup or Friday the 29th as it culminates. And so marking some endings, wrapping things up, or hitting your peak by having breakthroughs, celebrations, or achievements in one of those areas. All right, so for Pisces, the sun moving into Libra on Saturday the 23rd kicks off 30 days for you that spotlights your sex life, your intimate interests, what's going on reproductively for you, as well, equally, what's going on with any major financial arenas for you involving loans, investments, settlements, insurance, taxes, a partner's money, bankruptcy, inheritance, any kind of outside financial resource. Also could be for some Pisces about divorce. It could be about what you're getting involved with or what's happening with a third party situation that you're involved in, okay? So with you showing up here, the sun showing up here, it means you're more physically involved financially or sexually or reproductively or with the divorce or the third party, et cetera, or you're more personally, you know, pursuing your interests here, standing out, shining, taking the lead, making it about what you want to see happen in these areas. And to that end, you'll be connecting with partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or significant relationships through Libra to make this happen. Now, the first 3 days in between Saturday the 23rd and Monday the 25th, with Sunday the 24th being the peak of those 3 days, Mars is going to oppose Chiron from that position. So Pisces, you know, Mars can either be there's a lot more activity and passion and drive and motivation, or there's more anger and fight over this financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, or third party story. And opposite Chiron, it's bringing another person into the story about income needs, purchases, products, or possessions in this story. And with Chiron, we're either looking at the wounds here or wounding each other here about it, or we're looking at healing something here. So as this plays out over these few days, definitely when you see it coming, try to lean into being active, passionate, and healing about what is coming to the surface here rather than angry, fighting, and wounding. And then on Friday the 29th, we have that full moon climax. And so, you know, this is in the buildup on Thursday the 28th and then culminating on Friday the 29th. So either one of those days, you could have your big moment. And this is in this arena of personal income, purchases, products, or possessions. So there could be something you're wrapping up in one of those realms. There could be something you're marking an ending to altogether there. Or there could be big breakthroughs, achievements, or celebrations as you hit that peak moment. So that's it, guys. I wish everybody the best. I'm so grateful for you guys sending positive energy to me through healing this. As you guys know, I always have, you know, there's always issues here that I have to deal with my lungs. Never smoked. Just go figure, you know. But that's, I'm sure it was all my early singing career. I don't know. Anyways, I'm rambling. I wish you guys the best, and I will be back next week, same time, God willing. And that's it. Zoe Moon signing out. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.